This is the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras, joined by John Morrison. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. Every month, he joins me for the Culture Corner. John, what's up?
I'm good, Raina. How you been?
I'm good. What have you brought for us today?
Okay, so today, I feel like I say this every month, but today I wanted to talk about one of my all-time favorite records. This month actually marks the 25th anniversary of the release of D'Angelo's Voodoo.
That's a bit of Send It On from D'Angelo's Voodoo, talking about it with John Morrison today on the Culture Corner. So, John, when Voodoo was released, it was D'Angelo's first album in 5 years. Could you talk about the lead up to the album and why it was so highly anticipated?
To get a sense of why people were so excited about Voodoo when it came out, you have to first consider the album that preceded it, Brown Sugar, which came out in 1995. It was D'Angelo's debut. It was considered a watershed moment in contemporary R&B. Brown Sugar also came alongside records like Maxwell's Urban Hang Suite, Erykah Badu's Baduism. So it really helped usher in this new movement in R&B, which Erykah Badu's manager at the time, a gentleman named Kedar Massenburg, dubbed neo-soul, which was essentially the aesthetics of 70s R&B repurposed and kind of updated for the hip-hop generation. So D'Angelo was not only part of a movement to kind of refresh R&B and contemporary Black music, he himself was sort of held up as like a savior, quote unquote, of R&B. So, you know, by the time you get to the release of Voodoo, this idea around D'Angelo was kind of like this mythical figure who was really bringing a fresh perspective to R&B. That idea had grown and it left people very, very excited for Voodoo to come.
We're going to hear the song Untitled. How does it feel? What can you tell us about this one?
How does it feel is really a classic soul ballad. It's very much in the style of Prince's Adore, you know, which itself feels like a Tom Bell ballad. So it's kind of like these layers of R&B history and R&B balladry kind of happening in this song. And it's like pure love and sex poured into a piece of music. The vocal is gorgeous. You know, it's just a heavy, beautiful song. And there's a reason why it's still celebrated as a classic.
Here it is. It's D'Angelo, Untitled. How does it feel on World Cafe?
Won't you come closer? Now you already got me right where you want me, baby. I just want you, man. How does it feel? How does it feel? Did I wanna know how does it feel? How does it?
D'Angelo, Untitled, How Does It Feel? From his album Voodoo, which turns 25 years old this month. I'm talking about it with John Morrison on the Culture Corner here on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. John, you referred to Neo Soul as an update of classic R&B, but there's a lot of experimentation on Voodoo as well. Could you talk about how Voodoo was different from some of the classic R&B that inspired it?
Yeah, Voodoo is really a mixed bag stylistically in a good way. They recorded the record at Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland Studios. And while it's not a rock record, a lot of the ways in which D'Angelo is approaching the blues and soul music on this record, it feels like an extension of that Hendrix spirit. There are certain guitar parts and sounds on this record that feels like, you know, Electric Ladyland or even like Axis Bold as Love. Like, you could tell D'Angelo was pulling from that Hendrix bag, if not the straight up rock stuff, but like the Hendrix blues and R&B approach. But then you also have a song like Devil's Pie, which was produced by DJ Premier, which sonically is like straight up a hip hop record. There's a lot of funky, like Sly Stone influence all of this over this record. There's jazz and Latin stuff. It feels like classic R&B, but with D'Angelo pulling all of these different musical strains from other genres.
What should we listen for in the song Spanish Joint?
Spanish Joint is gorgeous. It's an up-tempo tune. The great jazz guitarist Charlie Hunter is playing on it. The song has all of these beautiful vocal harmonies and this nice brass arrangement. It, you know, like I said, it's jazz, it's soul, it's Latin, it has the blues in it. It's just a gorgeous, eclectic tune in and of itself.
From D'Angelo's Voodoo, this is Spanish Joint on World Cafe.
Whenever it rains, feel the sway. Little something to get me through this day. Give me a little bit. Don't talk bad. Won't it be a good day? Some people in need feel the free. Letting go and let on my feet. Crush the bad. Don't talk bad.
You're listening to The World Cafe, The Culture Corner with John Morrison. I'm Raina Duras, and you just heard the song Spanish Joint from D'Angelo. That's from his album Voodoo that turns 25 years old this month. The next song that you've chosen for us today, John, is Africa. What can you tell us about Africa?
Africa's a beautiful song, and it might be my favorite D'Angelo tune. It's definitely like in the top two or three. It's the closing song on Voodoo. It has this beautiful kind of like descending piano motif. It feels like a lullaby. It's kind of like la 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 la. Like it feels like a lullaby, this song, but lyrically, it also speaks to this kind of longing that African Americans and really folks throughout the African diaspora feel for Africa and like the idea of Africa. And you have all of this context with slavery and us being forcibly taken from our homeland as a people. And D'Angelo really creates this beautiful song that speaks to that longing and that urge for home. And, you know, it's a fitting way to close a record that in and of itself is really a tribute to Black music and Black culture.
This is Africa from D'Angelo.
Africa is my descent, and here I'm far from home. I dwell within a land that's meant for many men, not my tone.
That is Africa from D'Angelo's album Voodoo. That album turns 25 years old this month. I'm talking to John Morrison about it on The Culture Corner on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. So 25 years after its release, why is Voodoo still so important?
I think that Voodoo, in a lot of ways, set a new standard for R&B music post-millennium, right? It's such a rich broad album musically. You know, a lot of musicians are still pulling from what D'Angelo and, you know, of course, James Poisoner and Questlove and all these folks, this cast of musicians that helped him make this record. I think that musicians are still pulling from Voodoo today. You know, what would Janelle Monáe or Frank Ocean or K Tronada, like what would they sound like without this record? So many musicians have taken influence from what D'Angelo did on Voodoo. And while it may be very much rooted in classic R&B and jazz and all of these older black music forms, I think that Voodoo really helped establish a roadmap for the genre's future.
Yeah, it's really, you can see the through line there. John, thank you so much for being here, as always.
It's my pleasure. I take great joy in like hanging with you and talking about all this music. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you too. Thank you so much. John Morrison is a podcast host and the host of Culture Cypher Radio on WXPN in Philadelphia, where we make World Cafe. And he joins me every month for the Culture Corner. I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.